A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, April 4th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 34930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the nation's number one sport, soccer.
There are reports that Zifa partner Wikenel Chivayo has withdrawn his sponsorship for the struggling soccer body, throwing into chaos plans for the country's preparations for the 2017 Africa Nations Cup.
The Chivayo bombshell also comes at a time when the Castle Premier Soccer League 2016 roared into action this weekend, with the big teams except Dynamos recording significant wins. FC Platinum, Highlanders, Capes United and Chicken Inn were also celebrating this weekend after posting impressive results.
What are your views on these issues? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Yes, yeah, so kunjalo ke foto. Nasi, tila otinge tichitarisa, ba miru akaita zvinhu, kunyadze nabvu. Kazhinji vanhu vanowanzoti kana zvinhu zvisiri kunyatsofamba zvakanaka, aiwa, vanoenda havo kunoona mitambo yenhabvu. Asi, zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka, nekuti sezva taurwa Gibbs apo, anga achibatsira chikwata chemaWarriors seWinknell Chivayo anenge ati ininda geza maoko saPiratu andichadi kunge ndichibatsira iwo vakomana vemaWarriors ava. Vanga vasarwa nemitambo miviri chete neGuinea neMalawi, vakabudira ipapo vokwanisa kuenda kumakundano e2017 Africa Nations Cup. Asiwo, pane mitambo yeCastle Premier Soccer League yanga iriko mukupera kwevhiki. Uko zvikwata zvakaita seHighlanders, FC Platinum, Capes United neChicken Inn zvakabudirira. Asi, kune vanotsigira Dimbare, zvinhu zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka, yakarohwa iyo 3-0 neChicken Inn Gibbs.
Ibwambe zvuru kandaba lingalitona njani, namhlanje sikhuluma ngomdlalo omnandi kakhulu, sikhuluma ngebhola. Siyakwazi ukuthi inguqu lonke liyayithanda kakhulu. Sizwile ke ukuthi ke umnumzana ke okuthiwa nguChivayo. UChivayo le lo kade ngubaba okade ngani uyasekesekela amaWarriors. Usethe yena ukube ngisekelana lamaWarriors yokuchitha isikhathi. Uthi lokho kwenziwa ngokukhulunywe ngabanye abasebholeni khona ngale abahambelana labantu beZifa. Uthi ke ukuthi asponse imali ye ulayo ezikhwameni lapha. Uvuvukile ngemali kodwa imali yakhe ngcono azenzela kufuna ngayo njalo uJagalo uthi kabone buya futhi eBoleni lokuza kwenza ukuthi eZimbabwe lihluphe kakhulu nxa selidinga imali ukuze ukuthi liqedise imidlalo ye 2017 African Nations Cup. Kuzobuya ke ngapha ke nxa sikhuluma ngeguqu kona ngapho ke ePSL siyakwazi ukuthi kulamaqembu anqobe sibilo kumangalisayo amanengi ngeBlessing abechanga 3-0 singakhangela vele wonke Capes bonke laba bebeyithele emambuleni 3-0 yalenda kuzobuya lengezi bekukhanya zani bekusetshenzwa impela viking forward.
Honguka hamadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera kubva kumaTV mana enyika mungave muri kucholocho kwamadlambuzi kutengwe kukare yuko kuchivaka nenyama nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kutete kumaun Darwin kupi nyangu vari kuMozambique vanokwanisa kufona pano Botswana South Africa nana Zambia makasununguka kuti tinge tichitaura mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzenhabvu. Of course, Gibbs, the bombshell is that Chivayo says he has cut ties with the Zimbabwe Warriors after he had signed a $1 million deal with Zifa to help the national team. And Chivayo posted a statement on his official Facebook page saying that the sponsorship has come to an end, though he has committed to paying the Warriors team coach Kalisto Pasua for 1 year. But this is bound to cause serious problems, Gibbs, especially for Zifa.
When I read the statement, indications are that he said he has spent $600,000. And yet the $1 million that he had forwarded to Zifa was for a year. So he says he spent a lot of money, but he's not happy at all. So I think this is going to have a lot of impact on Zimbabwe. You know, these preparations are very important as Zimbabwe prepares for the 2017 African Nations Cup. So at the end of the day, it seems as if soccer is going backwards instead of going forwards. Now, then the other thing that this gentleman was talking about was, you know, people should discuss, you know, matters before they rush to the press. And all those kind of things.
Of course, he says he's not happy with the publication of an article in the Sunday Mail alleging that he was struggling to pay the national team coach, Kalisto Pasua.
Yes, ngaso sibona ke igola ngale okwenzakalayo zulukandaba ujaha lo weekend uyakhonona sibili uthi abamphathanga kuhle njengoba kulabanye bahamba kuSunday Mail bafika bakhuluma ukuthi uPasua kakabhadalwa imali yakhe. Ye kodwa yena ukukhuluma kwakhe uthi okuhluphayo lapha ukuthi izifa ayila lokho kuthiwa i-bank account. Uthi izifa nje isebenzela njengabantu abemasimini besiyahlakula badopadopulude bafake ezikhwameni kumbe bafake emabhekini. So uthi lokhu kuyamhlupha kakhulu. Ngakho-ke uzavula-ke okuthiwa i-escrow account ekamnumzana uPasua lapha abefaka khona imali direct. Kafuna ukuthi imali yakhe ihambe kwezindawo futhi ingene khona ngale uPasua bese sithathela imali yakhe.
I think we have our first guest on the line. That is Alvin Jakata, a Zimbabwe National Team Warriors supporter. Some call him the number one Zimbabwe National Team fan, and he's also a Dynamo supporter. Alvin, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine. There's an echo. I don't know if you may turn down your radio. Okay, now we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Gibbs, you can
now
start the ball rolling.
Indications are that, you know, Mr. Wickenel Chivayo has actually withdrawn sponsorship for Zifa. What is your comment on that?
It came as a shock to me, as well as most fans, although the opinion is divided, but I don't think it is good for football, because his sponsorship was his bankrolling the national team was doing well, and the team was responding well, and everyone was just happy. But right now it's another story.
Tomboenda kuchivanhu, Alvin, tichitarisa iyo nyaya yavachivayo iyi, vari kuti kudii vambovatsigira vambotaurawo nao?
Tichitarisa mamwe makomenti ari kubva musocial media, muFacebook nemuWhatsApp group, vanhu vari divided. Vamwe vari kuti ngaaende nemari yake, since anga asiri tingati sponsor here, akati akajeka. Vamwe vari kushamisika kuti zvondii, vamwe vari kushamisika kuti nesponsorship yanga achipa zvinhu zvichifamba mushe saiye zvino izvi panga kamutauro kanga kakashoma. Saka vamwe vari kutorwadziwa kuti dai zvanga zvisina kuita kunge zvadaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Alvin, please do stay on the line. And Gibbs, we have our second guest.
That is Mr. Ntumiso Kumete, who is the CEO at Highlanders Football Club. Mr. Kumete, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Gumende, the 2016 Castle Premier Soccer League kicked off on Saturday. But first, we wanted to talk briefly about the troubles at Zifa there, where we understand their partner, Wincknell Chivayo, has withdrawn his sponsorship, alleging that he was not happy because there was a lot of negative publicity associated with Zifa. What is your comment on that?
Well, let me correct you first that the 2016 Premier League started on Friday.
It's Friday, okay.
On Friday and not on Saturday.
There was a match that was played on Friday. And I thought it was April Fool's Day.
No.
It was a serious match.
Bulawayo City and How Mine were the first teams to break the ice for 2016.
Interesting.
But having said that, it's a pity that Wicknell has decided as he has done. And I'm sure that we do not have a lot of information on why he has left. Nobody in Zimbabwe or anyone with an interest in Zimbabwean football doesn't know that it is bedeviled with lots of problems. And when you come as a messiah or a savior, and then you chicken out, it's a pity because it leaves the incumbent officials in dire straits. I know that the new minister, Songwane, is trying to organize that the government should carry the pen with the national teams. But he hasn't got the funds yet. He would have to present a budget to Minister of Finance before he can have the money at hand. Therefore, we're back to square one. It's a pity that Wicknell would have decided as he has decided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gibbs.
And back on the question of the games, 2016, what is your comment on the games?
Well, the games have started reasonably well with 7 teams registering wins, and the big ones like Dynamo's registering losses. It just shows that the contest is open. Many times people think that there are teams that are called the small teams. Those small teams don't exist anymore. And a good example, of course, is How Mine, who, having come into the Premier League 4 or 5 years ago, has stayed there at the top and registering emphatic wins. I think it's good for football, for the competition to be level, than to have whipping boys and others that seem to be invincible. It's all right for football. Of course, the supporters always want their team to win at all costs. But some of us as administrators keep telling our supporters that they must expect one of three possible outcomes, a win, a draw, or a loss. And that we have to learn to live with the outcome of a particular game.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that brilliant analysis, and please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the world's most beautiful game. If you believe the great Brazilian Pele, of course, we are talking about soccer. And problems at Zifa seem to be continuing after their partner, Wicknell Chivayo, said he was going to withdraw his sponsorship, citing negative publicity. And also the 2016 Castle Lager Premier Soccer League matches are on. And they started on Friday.
Yes. You thought it was an April Fool's Day, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, but now we have confirmation from Mr. Govede. Mm-hmm. Now, Alvin, I know you are a Zimbabwe national team supporter and also a Dynamo supporter. Were you shocked by this 3-0 result?
Yes, they came as a shock. I never expected us to lose to Chicken Inn by such a huge margin. And as for the other teams, Highlanders, I'm sure their pre-season matches, they were a big statement to their intentions in this Premier League. Capes United also. They are a big team and they are a good squad. So, you know, those results were expected, save for the Dynamo's results.
Mm-hmm. But are you happy with the players at Dynamo's this season and also the coach?
Of course, the coach has had issues with his credentials and his approach, but I'm sure he's adjusting. And the players, on Saturday, we suffered a setback when one player was red carded. So, you know, it's never easy when you're playing with 10 men against such a team like Michigan.
Thank you, Alvin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do stay on the line. Let me quickly take a call. Tina mko matafazo. Magadi mko matafazo.
Eh, tibito wazele mwribe.
Aywa, tirina. Antipeo fungwa zenyu mko matafazo.
Nini mwiku nga mwiku. Kuti, mtota nkwani nipana mko, nipana se wiki mewa.
Ehe.
Ya, andri kuti, nye raika nisa raika na ukura mba wakibatira maori ya kutisa. Ngoti awe wa qualify awe kuma African ya 2017 niyo basi awe zezi nani. Ati kana watu nga cha kwa nisi wana kona wakuka wa rapati mendo wa fikisha wakusi kana pano wame batira o wate wa tango wa kubatira.
Watu utaura udara utawacha kwa nisi kunze kwe kubadara coach chet.
Yeah, this is but the panel before Maria Kawanda Kapa, but he's in his family's account.
Coach Jenna Castle Premier Soccer League, who come with the grand.
I mean,
Saka muri kuona here mchimusimudza mukombe uyu na Lloyd Tembo.
Ini ndinoimba naizvozvo nekuti game ranezvo ranga rakanaka chaizvo.
Makafara nematambiro avo.
Ya ndakafara chaizvo nekuti kana vakaramba vakadaro vakomana vacho uye zvinogona kutika kuti tigosimudza mukombe asi inenge zvakuda kushinga.
I want to tell us, Guru. Pet says, and you come at a fuzz.
Nebuti and the corners, and which came in a tambotora, Niki, last year, Pirai. In a gate, no cash of the dog, because you're a footing, Niki, Nemaka, and the corner, my tender, I catch us, I'm not to keep by oil.
I want to tell us, Guru, come at a fuzz one. It's not end. Of course, Tafazwa is saying he hopes Winkner will reconsider his position and help the Warriors until they go to Gabon. Of course, he's a Capes United supporter. He says he's happy. His team beat Chapungu by 3-0. But he's saying he's worried of Chicken Inn. It has assembled a very good side. Tinamkoma Fore, Magadi. Magadi, enyu.
Ndipo Magadi.
Tiripo mushe tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Aicho kufumbiro ejarwadziwa zvikuru mukoma chivayo ndinda. Bawise dzowa aicho kufumbiro kuti mukoma chivayo davanga kwanisa vakwanisa kubhadhara maori yana coach vachabhadhara coach chet. Vakobhadhara nema players acho kuti zvibora cheri rendere mberi at least zvinyangwe ta zviri nani. Ito Gabon uko zvakanaka. Vaya vabatara coach chete ma players anenge ane kunyunyuta manje coach anenge achifara but ma players anenge asinga fare manje. Saka haudire anenge ari rogire wiki andiri hwadza wikire runere kuza pa dimaro hafu zvacho.
Azvavira mushe. Aiwa, tiri kuzviona. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma fore nekubuda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda. Of course, you heard from Fore. He's obviously a terrible supporter.
Yeah.
He's saying he's not happy. And he also said Winkner must reconsider his position because it will be a struggle for the Warriors to raise enough money for their remaining campaigns. Gibbs.
Let's get back to Mr. Kumete. I call him Madles Baba. You know, do you want him to explain why I call him that?
Mm-hmm.
No, next time. Mr. Kumete, as Kulumeng Ekambulaku I Islandera, the Kaja Lichai is 3-0 to Lee Kepenga Pigan.
Sisuke sayaphumula endaweni yokuphuna empophoma yasefolosi lapho sike saphumula khona semukelwa ngokuhle ngabantu bechapter eVictoria Falls obaba uGaza Dube sasuka lapho sesile dlabuzane ngani ngoba le ntambama sibe nobaba umeya ubaba umpofu la ezosifisela inhlanhla. And you want to know about the bone cabin, very sister in Santa. After the Bella Tumlo, we are door. So, not very sister in Santa, the Bada in Santa. Success Hamburg is a Sia Ewanki, Sia Tesa. I, Sateza, would say, I'm appointed to a matat.
Ye got a band watch of Pelabat, I'm a Kums, Lapa, a Lapa Hala, Kalisa, Liberty Pongu, Yamala Land. Said if you want to go to Women Chama Tro. Kambe kuhamba njani?
Izangoma zodubo lezo, izangoma zodubo. Thina sikwazi ukuthi silomqeqeshi omutsha ubaba u-Errol Akbe ovela khona le phecha kwamazwe e-Holland. Useqalile ukusebenza labafana ebafundisa ezomdlalo okutsha. Ayikhona idibula abatibula. Lezi jayele ukuthi dubu sithu kwenyigedi ukhaya ibhora elimnandi eliqhazayo lokuthi abantu abaningi kufanele babuye bazozibonela nje ngayona lisonto mzana dlala le-FC Platinum bazobona akukavuti sisi kodwa kuyakhanya sibelokuthi ufuna ukuyisa ngaphi i-team yakhe sibuye sengezelele sithi inhlanhla ezithize zisibalekele zisiyadika okuluhlaza kwezinye indawo kodwa endayena yazo sekungene abafana abatsha abaligiqayo ibhora okwamagama sikhuluma lapho abafana osila nabo-Prince Dube ngabafana abenza izimanga ngebhora bezokwengezelela lokho umthwakazi abevele sekwazi obekusenziwa nguKing Nadolo. Ngakho-ke abantu ababekezele bakithi umlungu wethu asilungisele ithimu yethu isiphe ukudla kwamehlo.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Gumzo, ubambe khona pho ungayikatshana what Mr. Kumete is saying, you know, is that his team was motivated before meeting Mwange. He says they rested for a while in Victoria Falls and then they met the mayor and all those kind of good people. So he says that on its own actually motivated them a lot. And he says the new coach appears to be doing what maybe the doctor ordered. He says they are playing very good soccer and they hope for the best this year.
They are playing tiki-taka, Brazilian style.
Uh-huh.
I heard him saying it's not tibula, tibula. I just kick the boy in the head.
As if it's some rugby. Yes.
I like that. Todzoka kwa uri, koma Alvid, tichitarisa chikwatache Dimbare, sisi ni apera, nakubudirira kutora mukombe. Gore rino zviri kuratidzika sei?
Ya gore rino iri zvinenge zvichatotika kuti womei futi because maplayers atinawo at our disposal havana kunyatsomira mushe zvaigaro chemwana kochi yewedaripo yokutreni anga achitsvaga striker mastrikers anokwanisa kuisa bhora mugedhi pari zvino izvi ndofunga tikada kunyatsotarisisa tinogona kuwana tina Rodrick Mutuma chete ndiye watingatoti striker zvino anenge achida mumwe munhu anomubatsira ngachitanda bhora mumambure but kumastrikers saka rinenge riri dambudziko redu hombe iroro asi otherwise team yedu handinonge yakashata stereki ndi vanhu avafanira kuti tarisira pasi ndichinonzi Dynamos tinogona kuita zvese zvese
kuita mashiripiti.
Yeah.
Of course, you heard Alvin say, they're saying, you know, he's not happy with the strength of the side, especially the strike force. But he's saying, Dynamos is Dynamos. You must never underestimate Dynamos, even if it's limping.
Now, let's read a few messages on Facebook, Blessing. One of those is from Apostle Medium Median, Fanagabili Dube. He says it's a crazy world out there at Zifa. And then we've got Robert Mbaranda, who writes, yes, it's good for him to, for Wekenel to actually dump Zifa, because there's a lot of corruption in Zimbabwe. So he's got a right to do that. Where is our $15 billion that was supposed to be derived from diamonds? That is Robert there. And then Macha Chakaras, he says, a lot of issues are happening in Zimbabwe, and there's so much that we cannot even talk about here, including match fixing. So let's go back to Mr. Kumete. Mr. Kumete, let's talk about soccer sponsorship. You know, how difficult is it under these kind of hard times in Zimbabwe to actually get some bit of sponsorship from here and there?
Extremely difficult. And I say so without fear or favor. The economy in the country is gone bad. I talk of a town called Bulawayo, which they used to call Wontutuziatunga, because you could see smoke billowing out in the sky from live factories. All those factories have now closed down. Some of them, they've become churches. And there's just no work. Therefore, to expect the few surviving companies to fork out money for sponsorship is really expecting to draw milk out of a store. It's a very difficult situation we are in, and I think a lot of people don't quite understand how we are surviving, those who remain behind while people went out to the diaspora. We are living in a very difficult world, and it actually makes it even worse when you have benefactors like Wicknell Chivayo deciding to pull away, because there are very few people with good monies like he has. Of course, he is in the same league with the president of Zifa, Chiangwa. But you can't expect a football association to be funded by an individual. We all know what happened when Cuthbert Dube tried to assist the football association. He ended up being called many names. And I'm sure that Wicknell is also wanting to run away from that, because one day people are going to be unearthing a lot of facts about him, true or untrue. And he is wanting to protect his reputation. But to go back to your question, the economy is just not right. And people will say anything. We all know that the government has been struggling to pay bonuses for its civil servants. So if the government, which takes money out of people through taxes and levies, can struggle, you can imagine what it is for an ordinary company to survive.
That's so true. Gibson, go on.
Yeah, ngilo mnumzana ke unkiwane ucingweni lapha. Baba Nkiwane, ungawunjani?
Ngiyaphila, kids. Kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiphile kakhulu. Ye, ungathini ngenguqu?
Indaba yenguqu ekhaya ngiyayizwa, kids, njalo ngiyayibona. Mina ngingakusho, kids, ngempela umdlalo wenguqu ekhaya, abafana bakhona bayadlala ibhola. Sibona abafana abadlala ngaphandle kwelizwe lana, ikakhulu lana eMzantsi Afrika lana. Abantu abafana nabo ontoro laba, they are playing very well. Ukuthi ngempela umdlalo sinawo, ama-players sinawo, kodwa-ke into ngiyabone ebuya engathi ihlupha umdlalo wasekhaya yindaba yezimali neziponsa. Kushouthi akunaziponsa, abafana manje noma sebedlale ekhaya laphana abasadlali ngendlela abafanele badlale ngayo.
Ye, ngikiwane bamba mbijana khonapho, ngiyabuya kuwe ungayika jana, siyabuya sanathamanzi kancane.
Mr. Gumede and Mr. Jakata, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, we'll also post this discussion on our Facebook page and on our English Shona Ndebele pages on the internet. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.